33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Day 33, totally yours. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with my whole heart. Psalm 9:2. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is my spontaneous prayer as I get out of bed each morning. I'm not sure how it started or when it began, but there is something about this verse that fills my soul with joy. Perhaps it is the hope of a new beginning. Maybe it's anticipation of unexpected blessings. I'm not sure. Today is the end of your journey. We have been on this path together for 33 days. Congratulations, you did it. I am sure there are many who didn't make it. We pray they will set back on the path and complete the Eucharistic consecration soon. But today is your day. I hope you will find a way to celebrate it. Totus tuus. This is a Latin phrase which means totally yours. It was the motto of Pope John Paul II and signifies a radical commitment to Jesus through Mary. Today you are saying to Jesus, I am totally yours and everything I have is yours. This total self-giving is something we have witnessed at every Mass we have ever attended. In the Eucharist, Jesus gives his whole self to us completely and absolutely. And now, in this Eucharistic consecration, we respond with love and generosity by pledging our whole selves to Jesus in the Eucharist. This consecration is a radical act of love. It is a radical act of generosity. Deep down, we all desire to make the radical and complete gift of self that you are going to make to get to God today. Saint Anthony of Padua advises you today. By his whole self, he redeemed your whole self, so that he alone might possess you wholly. Therefore, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Do not withhold part of yourself. Love wholly, not in part. Today you are offering your whole self to Jesus in the Eucharist. Don't hold anything back. Your consecration is a declaration before God. You are joining your yes with Mary's yes. You are joining your yes with Joseph's yes. You are joining your yes with the yes of Peter and Paul. You are joining your yes with the yes of Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, John the Baptist, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, Jude, Matthias, Barnabas, Luke, and Mark. You are joining your yes with the yes of Francis, Augustine, and Aquinas. You are joining your yes with the yes of Mother Teresa and John Paul II. You are joining your yes with the yes of Teresa of Avila and Therese of Lisieux. You are joining your yes with the yes of all of God's holy angels and saints. This is a historic moment, an epic moment in your spiritual journey. You will receive many gifts from this Eucharistic consecration. One of those gifts will be clarity. Commitment leads to clarity, and clarity allows us to focus our attention and energy on those things that are most important. The clarity of commitment is a thing of beauty, profound, and at the same time intensely practical. You will see with new eyes what matters most and what is shallow, superficial, and insignificant. Cherish the clarity. It is a rare gift in a world drowning in chaos and confusion. There is a phrase in Luke's gospel that I want to delve into over the next several days. It is one of my favorite lines in the scriptures. It was on the night Jesus was born. The shepherds and angels and magi were saying all these amazing things about who Jesus was and what he was going to do for humanity. And the scripture reads, "And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart." Luke 2:19. There are words from these 33 days for you to treasure. There are words you will receive from God today as part of your consecration that you will want to ponder in your heart for days and weeks and months and years to come. I hope you will gift yourself the time needed to do that pondering. I pray you continue to unpack the ideas God has filled your heart, mind, and soul with during these 33 days. The final piece of our journey together is the actual prayer of consecration. But to prepare our hearts and minds to conceive what is about to happen, I would like to share with you a poem and the story about how it came into my life. It describes what is about to happen to you better than I ever could. My fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Pauline Rutter, in her wisdom, introduced my classmates and me to the following poem. After reciting it one day, she announced that over the next week, we were all to learn the poem by heart. Then each morning, to begin our day, someone would recite the poem for the class. It was just one example of her many moments of genius. At the time, our understanding of it was shallow, perhaps because one needs to experience some of life's hard knocks to truly appreciate the full meaning. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer, though it's scarcely worth his while to waste much time on an old violin, but held it up with a smile. "What am I bidden, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidden for me? $1, $1, then two, only two, $2, and who will make three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three, but no." From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" and held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who will make it two? $2,000, and who will make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going and gone," said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We do not quite understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of a master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He is going once and going twice. He is going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of a master's hand. The Touch of the Master's Hand by Myra B. Welch. Amazing things become possible when we place ourselves in the Master's hands, and that is exactly what you are going to do today by consecrating yourself to Jesus in the Eucharist. You may feel battered and scarred. You may think your life is out of tune. You may have lost sight of your true worth. The thoughtless crowd may have given up on you. But when we allow the Master to direct our lives, everything changes. Throughout this journey, I have been speaking of Eucharistic glory. So you are no doubt wondering, what is Eucharistic glory? We pray in the Mass, "All glory and honor be yours, forever and ever. Amen." It comes from the book of Revelation 5:13. But God wants us to share in his glory. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us the Eucharist is a pledge of our future glory with him. Having passed from this world to the Father, Christ gives us in the Eucharist the pledge of glory with him. Participation in the Holy Sacrifice identifies us with his heart, sustains our strength along the pilgrimage of his life, making us long for eternal life, and unites us even now to the Church in heaven and the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints. Unites us even now to the Church in heaven. Every time we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we touch heaven. We are joined with all the angels and saints, and in that moment, we share in the glory of God, that is Eucharistic glory. Heaven and earth meet in the Eucharist. It's time to discover all that you are, all that you can be, and all that you will be in Jesus Christ. It's time to embrace the Eucharistic glory, and now it is time to consecrate yourself to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist.
Prayer of Eucharistic Consecration. Lord Jesus Christ, bread of life, true God and true man, the Alpha and the Omega, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Blessed Sacrament, I consecrate myself to you today without reservation. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Come and dwell within me. Heal my body, focus my mind, transform my heart, and nourish my soul. so that I may represent you faithfully in the many situations and circumstances of my daily life. Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the Eucharist, I consecrate myself to you today without reservation. I hold nothing back. I surrender completely and absolutely to your goodness. I know the plans you have for me, plans for prosperity and well-being, plans for good and not evil, plans that give me hope and a future. Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the Eucharist, I consecrate myself to you today without reservation. I surrender my whole being to your care. I surrender my life, my plans, and my very self to you. I place all that I am at your feet. I place all that I have at your feet. Take what you want to take and give what you want to give. Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the Eucharist, I consecrate myself to you today without reservation. Transform me. Transform my life. I trust in the eternal genius of your ways. I make myself 100% available to you. Lead me, encourage me, challenge me. Show me how I can collaborate with you, and I will do what you ask with a joyful heart. Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the Eucharist, I consecrate myself to you today without reservation. Grant me the grace, wisdom, and courage to live justly, love tenderly, and walk humbly with you, my God, all the days of my life. Angels and saints, lead me in the ways of the pilgrim, so that one day I too may share in heaven. With his blessing and by his grace, bestow upon me your humility, generosity, and devotion. And I implore you to carry this prayer to our Eucharistic Lord. Mary, Mother of Jesus, teach my soul how to receive your Son in the Eucharist and how to represent him in this world. Teach me the surrender and sacrifice that were necessary to make the Eucharist possible in this broken world. Intercede for me and obtain the grace necessary to allow your Son's teachings to penetrate the darkest, coldest, hardest parts of my heart, so that by receiving him in the Eucharist, my heart may become ever more like his Eucharistic heart. Amen.
Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Mary, Queen of the Eucharist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.